Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hey, Doc.
Hey, Coach.
What you doing there?
Theater department is having this huge sale. You know, they're clearing out that big storage bar, so they're selling all their old props and costumes. Do you know what that is?
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say a sword and a stone.
Camelot. Do you know the legend of the sword and the stone?
Yep. Whoever brings a sword into my office has to get the sword out of my office.
I always love that legend. Yeah? Whoever can pull the sword from the stone becomes king. I just can't figure out how to get it out.
Well, maybe you weren't meant to get it out. Here, stand aside, peasant. Stupid play.
Maybe we just don't have it, Coach. You can't just want to be king. You have to be born to it. The legend says man cannot appoint a king. Only God can.
Doggone it, I can't believe this.
Got some great stuff here, huh?
Yeah, kid. Hey, you ought to come with us. The theater department's selling all their stuff from the King and I.
I'm kind of busy here, Luth. Why don't you pick out a pair of pointy slippers for me?
Red or gold?
Hello. Hey, Adam, how are you? You're kidding. No, we were counting on him. He's the only running back we really wanted. You can't do this to me. Oh, they did? Yeah. Well, good for you.
Bye. Oh, man, what's the matter?
That was Danny Thurman's father.
He's not coming here?
No, he's going to Delaware State.
Oh, how can he do that? He was already assigned.
Well, Delaware State offered him a pretty good reason to go there.
What was that?
They gave his dad a job as assistant coach.
Wow. Just giving somebody a job as assistant coach, I mean, like anybody can do it.
See? This is what happens when you get to the top, Don. It's not about where a kid wants to play football. It's about lying and cheating and scheming and winning.
You'd think you'd be on top.
Hi, guys. Hey, Eddie. Have you thought about what you want for lunch yet?
No, no.
What's the matter?
Well, we just lost this recruit we needed the most. I mean, this kid was fantastic. I mean, he was the best running back. We could have changed our whole offense around him. Now we're stuck.
Was it too late to find another one?
No, recruiting season's over. Everyone good has made up their minds. Man, I hate this job.
Oh, you don't mean that.
I don't know. Maybe I just ought to get out of here.
Well, it has been a while since you've taken a vacation.
Hey, I know the perfect place. Florida Everglades. I got a little army buddy there. Leo got a house trailer with a spare room.
Thanks, Luther, but I think maybe we'll find something a little more private.
She's going too?
Yeah, she's going.
Am I not going?
Right again.
Well, I just have to make sure I can get out of work.
Where are you going to go?
Oh, I don't know. Somewhere nice, quiet, you know. Hey, how about we get a cabin out there in the woods?
Well, that would be a change of pace.
How about Europe?
When I was in the Army, I didn't like it much, but I hear they fixed it up.
No. I don't want to go anywhere where they don't speak English.
I have an idea. How about England?
No, thanks. I mean, 2 weeks of eating kidney cake and lung pie?
Ugh. What about a cruise?
A cruise? Are you out of your ever-loving gourd, Dauber? You ever hear of a little luxury liner called the Titanic? Hey, let's talk about my friend Leo. You'll love it. He'll fix you all up. He's got a huge possum farm right near Lake Okeechobee.
You know, a cruise does sound kind of nice.
We could sail from Miami to the Caribbean. It would be 2 weeks of just lying in the sun and breathing fresh air and eating great food and being constantly entertained.
Same thing on the possum farm.
Christine, isn't this a fantastic vacation? Can you believe it? 2 days ago, we're sitting in the office, miserable, and now here we are eating eggs Benedict and king crab legs and steak and chocolate eclairs for lunch. Whoa! 10 minutes until dinner. Come on, we gotta get dressed. I don't want to miss the cocktail party.
Hayden, this is the first day. Don't you think we should slow down a little?
I can't slow down, honey. All the meals are included. Come on! Take a shower! I want to be the first guy to stick a cracker in the salmon mousse.
So I could have a little more light in here.
What?
Go on, open the curtains. There we go. Yeah, that's much better.
Who are you? What the hell do you want?
Well, I'm just checking out the rooms. Charlie and I are very disappointed in ours.
Well, this is our room.
I'm not throwing you out of your room. I'm just seeing what else there is. Keep your pants on.
Now, listen, I want you to get out of this room and you just go back to your room.
I am never going back to my room. I hate my room.
Why?
It sways.
We're on a boat.
No. What do you think? I'm crazy. You are in the middle of the ship and it sways less here. My poor Charlie hasn't stopped throwing up since we came on board. He likes you. Let him give you a kiss.
Come on, I'm not gonna kiss a dog.
He's a poodle.
Even worse, he's French.
Look at that face. Tell me you don't want a lick from that dog.
I don't. I swear I don't.
I like this room. You want to switch with me?
Nope.
I'll pay for your whole vacation.
I could be on the edge of being rude here. But I'm going to get dressed, and I think you ought to go back to your room right now, or I am going to call somebody, and they are going to take you away.
All right, all right. Come on, Charlie. It's time for our salon appointment. We're having our nails done.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Come on, walk faster.
One quick lick.
Goodbye.
Forgot my shampoo.
Oh, Christine, you are not going to believe this. This crazy lady walks in here with this white dog and is throwing up all over her room. And then she wants to watch me get dressed. And then she just hangs around. She says her room sways too much, so she wants our room. And then she asks me if she can let her dog lick me.
Did you start the cocktail party without me?
What do you think? It's a throne from the king and I.
God, it's beautiful, Luther.
Isn't it, though?
Man, it's in great condition,
yeah,
too.
Well, it should be. The king never sat in it. He was always standing around like this.
So, you going to take it home?
No, I'm going to leave it here.
This is Coach's office.
Coach's office. I'm tired of that. We're in this office every bit as much as Hayden. More if you count naps.
I mean, we've been sitting on this crummy furniture for years now. My butt is crying out for a change. Here we go.
Nice. And I'm sure the fresh air will do you good.
I'm telling you, there was a crazy lady in our room.
Of course there was.
Look, oh, there she is. Doesn't she look crazy?
Absolutely. Her shoes don't match her handbag. She should be in an asylum.
Come on, let's go somewhere else. Let's get out of here. No, no, don't wave, don't wave. Don't wave, Christine.
You wave.
If you're gonna wave, don't wave like that. Wave like this. Come on.
Hello. You must be the wife. You were in the bathroom.
Oh, yes. Hi, I'm Christine, and this is Hayden.
Oh, yes, we met. I'm Doris, and this is Charlie.
Oh, well, he's a very pretty dog.
Thank you. I think so, too.
So, have you ever been on a cruise?
No, this is my first. Although my husband Larry and I always talked about taking one, but he passed away last month, so I'm stuck with Charlie as my companion.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, thank you. But actually, we're having a good time.
So, Doris, your room's still swaying?
Of course. We're on a boat.
Did you and your dog get your nails done at the salon?
I had my nails done. Why would I have a dog's nails done in a salon?
You want your dog to lick me?
If you like.
Well, no, never mind, never mind.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I didn't eat lunch, so we're going to the buffet.
I'm telling you, she's nuts.
Hayden, you're being ridiculous. She is a perfectly pleasant woman. She's a little lonely, that's all. Try not to be so judgmental.
Look, judge for yourself.
Thank you.
Your waiter will be with you in a moment.
Oh, great.
Excuse me. Are you Hayden Fox?
Yes, I am.
Well, hi, I'm Mark Mittendorf. This is my wife, Sylvia.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
We're great Screaming Eagles fans.
Oh, great. This is my wife, Christine Armstrong.
Hello.
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 Well, I don't want to bother you. I know you get approached all the time.
No. That's okay. Why don't you sit down? Come on, here.
We're assigned to another table.
Well, just sit right down here. We'd love to have you join us. Here.
This chair is taken. I cleared it with the maitre d', Armando.
Excuse me, but we're having dinner with our dear friends, Bud and Beverly.
It's Mark and Sylvia.
Well, maybe we could all move to a bigger table.
I like this table.
Maybe tomorrow.
Bye, Mark.
So, Doris, how did you enjoy your first day on the cruise?
Oh, it was a very long day. It started out with me throwing my husband overboard. Well, his ashes. Actually, Larry wanted me to wait until I got to Aruba, but Charlie kept trying to get in the urn. So, don't tell anybody, but I dumped Larry at the dock.
Lucky him.
Well, that must have been a very emotional moment.
Oh, it was horrible. But I must move on with my life. It was the hardest experience I have ever had. But even now, so, don't fill up on bread.
Good evening. Are you ready to order?
Oh, thank God you're here. Yeah, I'm going to have the lobster.
We're not going to order just yet.
Why not?
Well, the boat is really starting to sway now. So if you eat now, you'll get sick.
I don't feel any swaying.
Christine, you feel it swaying, right?
Well, maybe just a little.
Trust me, I am very sensitive to movement. You don't believe me? Well, look at Charlie.
What's wrong with him?
Well, it's the motion. He just can't take it. No, Charlie, not on this dress.
Hey, look at you.
What do you think, Luther?
Yeah.
It's from the best little whorehouse in Texas.
You might want to cover it in plastic. Now, this is city.
Hey, Luth?
Yeah.
You think Coach might be jealous because we have better furniture than him?
Hey, this is all we have. Don't worry about Hayden's. He sure as hell isn't worrying about us. He's living it up right now, rubbing elbows with the beautiful people, wallowing in the lap of luxury.
Oh, you, Christine, that woman and her mutt are ruining my vacation. I'm getting off the boat in Aruba, and I'm flying home.
Come on, Hayden. It's not so bad, Doris. It's just a little eccentric.
Eccentric? She sent her steak back 3 times.
Come on, Hayden. Have a heart. She's lonely. She just lost her husband.
Wherever he is whistling a happy tune. Don't answer it. Don't answer it. It could be her.
I am not going to hide, Hayden.
Oh. Wait, we didn't order anything.
Someone ordered for you. Champagne, strawberries, selection of desserts. It's a gift.
Oh, how nice. Oh, look, there's a card. Hayden and Christine, thank you for a wonderful evening. It meant a lot to me. Love, Doris. P.S., sorry about your pants. Go pick something out at the men's store and charge it to my room. Well, she's a very sweet lady.
Yeah, well, you know, sweet.
Stumper young.
Yeah, she's sweet. Okay, open it up.
Look at all of this. This is just beautiful.
Wait a minute. What are you doing? There's only two of us.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, geez, come on.
Have you met my new boyfriend, Arturo?
Well, pleased to meet you. Doris, it was very generous of you to send champagne.
Yeah, we just thought it was for the two of us.
Nonsense. Nobody should drink alone.
Two is not alone.
Not anymore. Hey, come on in. I invited a few other friends over. I thought, well, since this is our first night on the cruise, I should throw a party.
In our cabin?
Anybody up for dancing? What's the matter with you?
You don't come any closer or I'll jump.
Stop fooling around. I don't have time for this. I have a very sick dog. He's throwing up like crazy.
Where is he?
On your bed. So, what are you doing out here?
Waiting for a helicopter.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm serious. I went to the island, I ordered a helicopter, and it's going to land on the helipad just so I can get the hell away from you. It's costing me $1,500, but what they don't know is I'd have paid a hell of a lot more.
Why are you being such a stick in the mud? Everybody's just trying to have a good time.
Look, I came on this cruise to relax, lady.
Well, if you want to relax, why didn't you get a cabin in the woods somewhere?
I got that. It doesn't work. Now, look, I hate to be rude, but you're going to have to leave. I'm just under a lot of stress.
Oh, stress. You don't seem complicated enough to have stress.
Yeah, well, I got a very stressful job, okay?
Oh, what do you do?
I'm a college football coach.
You're a football coach?
Yeah. And... what's so funny?
You're a football coach? I own a football team.
Oh, yeah, right. Anyway.
I mean it. You've heard of the NFL expansion team in Orlando? I inherited it from my husband, Larry.
Larry Sherman?
Yeah.
You're Doris Sherman?
You got it.
Oh, God.
You want to be my coach?
What?
Do you want to be my coach?
You have a coach.
I don't like him. I like you.